While we're in the realm of that trusty old institution, the internet, let's take a quick look at where and how Americans are using their computers. For one thing, people are going shopping at work. A few figures bear that out. Sales were way up over the weekend. But here's the part that might shock you. Yesterday, a work day, was a terrific day for internet shopping. $235.7 million in online sales. And that was the first day back from vacation. Top categories for purchases: computer hardware, electronics, home and garden gear, and games. So what exactly is going on in the workplace in this country? Production or consumption? A sampling in the neighborhood around our office found not everyone willing to confess to buying when they should be working.
I'm probably almost never doing that because I'm a manager and an administrator, and I wouldn't want the people who I'm responsible for doing it.
I'll probably spend between 75 and 100% of my time working. Or I'll hit a website, which I hope hasn't been blocked by my employer.
I get to use the computer for my own use on my own time at work. Lunch, and often I will stay late. And I do a little online shopping. I buy used books all the time. It's the best place in the world to buy used books these days. And I do buy airline tickets and look for European travel on it.
I usually come into work at 6:30 in the morning and I leave at 8 o'clock p.m. And 98% of that is working, and I take a half hour for lunch.
Most of my time is spent working. Very little is doing anything else.
Don't do any shopping online. Don't trust shopping online, so I don't do it online.
Luckily, at our job, we have to handle things as they come up. So if we do have downtime, some of us are happy to browse the internet or socialize with friends. I don't really have a high level of guilt because I make sure that the stuff I have to get done is done first.
Some people in Washington today, most of whom didn't want their names broadcast, along with Mary Ronin and Brett Lukasik, who didn't mind. These comments and the statistics on online shopping from work give John Robinson some proof of what he has suspected all along. He's written a book on how Americans use their time, and he's not overly concerned about computer time draining worker output.
It may not be as serious a problem as all that, because I think what happens at the workplace is that there are downtimes at work. They're not busy all the time. And again, when we move away from sort of a production economy where people are working in a factory and it's more of a service economy, when you've got different things to do at different times, that there's going to be some dead time that people are going to be able to take advantage of for personal reasons.
So it sounds like people shouldn't feel too guilty about taking a little time from their work day to get some last-minute Christmas shopping done online.
I think it's more a matter of the way that they line things up generally with their employer. Whether this is causing any decline in productivity, it doesn't seem to be anything serious at this particular point in time. But again, I'm not sure there's any necessary connection between the amount of time that people spend at work and what actually gets accomplished.
Do you shop online at work?
No. I don't, but that's because I don't do much shopping online.
Sure, we believe him. That was Professor John Robinson of the University of Maryland. He wrote a book called Time for Life: The Surprising Ways Americans Use Their Time. And we can posit another reason why yesterday was such a big online sales day: technology. More people have fast connections at their offices, and there's less waiting time than at home.